All right, peace and black power, fam. This is your boy, Brother Gaddafi, here with another episode. This is talking about the truth about 5G towers. Now, 5G towers are these new towers that's going to enhance the speed of these phones, and they're actually already coming out. They're actually in a couple of cities or a couple of states right now, which is Indiana and Illinois, more specifically in Illinois, Chicago. Now, here's the thing about 5G that it's supposed to do. For one, the speed is supposed to be a lot higher, you know, and it promises a speed of the 400 megahertz. Now, and that's just the wavelength, but actually it could actually go up to 800 megahertz, which will increase the speeds, range, how far it is, and the distance of it. Now, they're still working on the distance, exactly how far it can reach, but apparently you can download something that's in like high in megabytes in less than 5 seconds. So, you know, that's really, really fast. 400 megahertz, millimeter waves and everything like that, talking about it. It's supposed to be really fast, very enhanced. It's supposed to be like this bulky mod that's supposed to go on your phone along with these other towers, you know, and that's supposed to help with the phone, apparently. Like I said, it's in two cities right now. Indiana, I don't know specifically where Indiana, and another one in Illinois, more specifically Illinois, Chicago, like I said. Now, here is the dangers of the 5G network, the 5G towers, okay? So, 5G... more scientifically, according to the IEEE and the document of technology, 5G was a weapon chosen by the military. You know, they drive up into this little area, and they want these frequencies, these higher frequencies. Now, what these frequencies do? Now our body is like transmitters, neurotransmitters, basically, and we transmit energy. Like, our bodies are like antennas. So if you think about our bodies, antennas transmitting frequencies and energy, frequencies like, for instance, love. Your body is a transmitter for, you know, you transmit and you reflect love on somebody else. Guess what? They're going to receive that love versus somebody who is projecting hate. The other person is going to receive that hate. You know, it's like your body are neurotransmitters, our transmitters, you know what I'm saying? So the reason why I say that it was used in a weapon in World War II is, more specifically World War II, is they had these weapons to where they were, you know, transmit to your enemies to make them give up, make them, you know, surrender their weapons, make them change their moods. They even had, you know, you can even have... It's apparently supposed to be a risk of making transmitting energy to change your mood, your mind, cause depression, cause hatred, cause a lot of things that's going to destroy not only this nature, but potentially this entire globe. And how is that going to, and how also is that going to hurt not only us personally, but how else is it going to hurt the environment, is the fact that these trees, a lot of these mature trees, these signals are going to transmit through these solid objects. More so these modern, or these older trees, is more mature trees, not so much these urban trees, all these smaller trees, but more the thicker trees. And what's going to happen with that? Going, you know, globally, gonna start cutting more trees down. No, trees help with oxygen. The less trees you cut down, the more you're cutting our oxygen supply. Now, you have a bunch of trees, but if you think about it, compared to, you know, a lot of the technology evolving now versus, you know, getting, you know, rainforests being torn down for new stuff to be built up. If the signal's not gonna be able to transmit through these trees, all that kind of anything that's blocking the frequency, is gonna remove that object that's blocking that frequency, causing more trees to be cut down, causing, you know, a big issue globally for the ecosystem. Now, come a certain amount of time, this is supposed, they're saying that potentially 20,000 satellites in outer space to help with these 5G towers. For these 5G towers, not only are we using these transmitters to boost up our phones, but at the cost of 20,000 satellites in outer space, possible frequencies at these high megahertz, at these high speeds of megahertz, millimeters and wave sounds, that's projecting our bodies, that's making us feel depression, making us feel anxiety, making us feel hatred, making us feel these certain ways that we normally wouldn't feel. You know what I'm saying? Along with an issue with the chemtrails that's keeping us from actually feeling the sun. The sun helps for us melanated beings, help us, you know, that we get our energy, our whatever you want to call it, chakra, we get it from the sun, basically. So you're messing with our frequencies and transmitting our bodies, like I said, our bodies are like antennas. These frequencies that's channeling through our bodies are going to affect how we think, affect how we react, affect us in multiple ways, to the point where, you know, if you have a frequency and projecting depression towards people, guess what happens to depressed people? Suicide rate goes up, murder rate goes up, homicide rate goes up, you know. So, and that's what these frequencies, they use this in World War II to help defeat their enemies. Go look it up. Now, if we're using something, we're using a weapon. 5G frequencies used to be a weapon, so we're using a whole weapon to help with attacking our enemies. Now we're using that for our beneficial, our own gain, that can possibly affect us, how we eat, or not how we eat, but how, like I said, how we think, how we react. Instead of projecting love, we're projecting hatred, because the frequencies of the 5G towers is affecting how we act and how we think. And all because we want a few seconds less of downloading an app or a game on the phone. I mean, come on now. So understanding that that these frequencies are also going to affect our skin, is going to make it feel like our skin is on fire. So high radiation is not going to be good for us anyway. These high radiations, these frequencies, are going to affect us not only externally, but internally. Not only, you know, would not just emotional and mental, but more so of health wise internally, like, you know, developing cancer. Health diseases, physical diseases are going to increase with these frequencies. So you look at our bodies being electric magnetic organisms and transmitters and receivers, we're transmitting, you know, we're transmitters of information. We're in good health. Think of our bodies being in good health. Our electromagnetic, since we're electromagnetic fields of, or electromagnetic organisms, electrical organisms, our bodies, which are electrical magnetic fields, once we're in good health, our fields are balanced. We're balanced. And now, we have psychological health, we have physical health. Psychological health is, like I said, is how we think, how we react, you know what I'm saying? Our mental. Like I said, like with these 5G, is going to risk our psychological health, meaning we're transmitting depression, we're going to receive depression. Like I said earlier, you transmit love, you're going to receive love. You transmit hate, you're going to receive hate. So what we put out is how we get back in. So these 5G towers, radiations, and are going to transmit higher frequencies, stuff that was used in World War II to defeat our enemies, make our enemies surrender, change how literally they're acting. Now, these enemies, what's the purpose of an enemy? Enemy is trying to come to defeat their enemies, right? So you're doing that. We're using the same thing that we used to defeat our enemies in World War II, and we're using it for us, thinking that it's going to benefit us. we're not only sacrificing our psychological health, but also our physical health, because this is supposed to make our skin feel like it's on fire, enhancing physical diseases, you know, causing much physical and psychological diseases. So suffering from mental health as well as physical health, you know what I'm saying, cancer, heart attack, heart disease, mental breakdowns, depression, anxiety, all that kind of stuff, you name it, the frequency is going to screw us, you know. So, but because of the culture changing, we live in a world of Wi-Fi with these frequencies and technologies. They're generating frequencies that are scrambling the balances in our body, our human electromagnetic communication systems. Like I said, our body is like antennas. We put out, we transmit out, and we also receive. So scientifically, we're you know, with these 5G towers, it's going to potentially potentially increase our risk of psychological and physical diseases. So the dangers of 5G towers and the dangers of a lot of these. So you think about it. You think about these high frequency transmitters and receivers that are projecting a lot of 400 to 800 megahertz in your kids' bedrooms, where they sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? Where you sleep at night, where these elderly people are sleeping at night. You know what I'm saying? You have your cell phone plugged up by your head. Your cell phone gives out radiation, right? So you increasing these 5G, and that's with 3G and 4G network. You're increasing these 5G, which is a stronger frequency. You're allowing these stronger frequencies to go through your house, your windows, your walls, and all that kind of stuff. All that radiation is increasing not only physical health, but your psychological health too. Not to mention, like I mentioned earlier, you know, if they can't go through these older trees, these trees are, which are thick, wide trees that can't transmit through these trees, and guess what these people are going to do? Cut these trees down. Cutting trees down is never a good thing, because they're cutting these, like I said, cutting these trees in these rainforests down for what? Building up more stuff for these towers. These towers are going to transmit, not to mention over 20,000 satellites are going to be in outer space to help transmit down each part of the street for the 5G. So it's talking about 20,000 satellites to help project radiation and frequencies for each of these towers, for each block in the nation. So you're talking about all that radiation and frequency beaming down on us, risking our psychological, physical health, because we are electromagnetic beings. We're organisms. Our bodies like antennas. We transmit and we receive. So we're transmitting these weaponized frequencies, stuff that was used in World War II, and we're transmitting on to others and each other. So we're receiving this. We're receiving the high frequencies. Our psychological health, as well as our physical health, is at risk, and we are transmitting it on to other civilians and other humans, and they are receiving. So that right there is the truth about the 5G towers. And what it's about, where it's at now, and how it's going to affect us in the near future. So, so that being said, family, these Wi-Fi and we live in a Wi-Fi based, technical based nation country now. You know, technology is only going to get more advanced, but with that advancement, it's going to be more risk of health and health factors, psychological health, physical health, and overall, just how we're going to handle and how we're going to treat each other, how we're going to treat ourselves with the high risk of technology being more advanced. And how our bodies are going to handle that advancement as time goes. So, like I said, that being said, family, hopefully that was more informative. If you need more information, I advise you guys to look more into 5G towers. How you feel about it? Let me know if you think that is going to be if it's a good idea. Because, like I said, they're starting already in a couple of states, and it's only a matter of time. I would say by 2020, there'll probably be a couple or a few in each state. So. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like I said, more topics are going to get more juicier. So I do a lot of research on different things, and I look into a lot of stuff. So prepare for the next episodes that are yet to come. So that being said, like I said, I love you guys. Peace. Have a good one.